This is WLVR News. The November election will likely have big consequences for climate policy in the United States. Scientists say that major action is needed soon to avoid the worst effects of global warming, and polls show that 70% of Pennsylvanians want their lawmakers to do more to address climate change. But what do they want exactly? As part of our America Amplified initiative, Rachel McDevitt of State Impact Pennsylvania put that question to voters.
Pennsylvanians want a lot from state and federal lawmakers.
Keep the urgency front and center when they consider any branch of policy, really.
Moving to renewable forms of electricity generation, I also view nuclear power as renewable.
You can't make changes in the world without educating people as to why they're important and the best ways to improve.
That was Shobi Canal in the Philadelphia suburb Ballykinwood, Jacob Griffith Rosenberger in Wilkinsburg, just outside Pittsburgh, and Caitlin Lockard of Lebanon. They're just three of the more than 200 people who responded to State Impact's online survey of a single question. What action do you want elected officials to take regarding climate change? Most answers focused on shifting to cleaner energy through mandates and incentives, and tighter restrictions on pollution, to include Pennsylvania joining the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, known as REGGIE. Some were angry. One person wrote, "Listen to science," with 20 exclamation points.
I'd be happy just to see us keeping up with the rest of the world.
Neil Clements lives in the Pittsburgh suburbs. The electrical engineer says he wants a future of electric cars, solar cells on homes, and better battery storage. Clements has two grown children and says he worries they're going to end up with a planet that's unpleasant, difficult, or impossible to live on.
People need to look at this as more as parents. I think it'd be good if people thought about this as, you know, looking out for their kids.
I think I've always cared about climate, but I probably feel it more deeply in my bones now than I did before I became a mother.
Darcy Malazzo has two boys, ages 7 and 10. She runs a leadership development and coaching firm from her home in Allegheny County. She wants strong steps from state lawmakers to regulate polluters and ensure clean air and water. Yet, in natural gas-rich Pennsylvania, critics say the Wolf administration has been too slow to regulate the potent greenhouse gas methane. Lawmakers in both parties have passed laws to support natural gas development, and renewable energy standards lag behind neighboring states. Republicans who control the legislature are fighting the governor's effort to join REGGIE, a 10-state effort to curb emissions from power plants. They argue jobs, not the environment, should come first.
There's a lot of money to be made in green energy.
Debbie Luquette in Adams County sees business opportunities in transitioning away from fossil fuels. The retired biology professor says she'd like the state to set up green empowerment zones to encourage new business and retrain coal and gas workers. She doesn't expect to end reliance on fossil fuels all at once.
That's going to be here, and it's going to be here for a while, but we can start diversifying and getting ready for the day when this won't be available anymore.
About a quarter of people who answered our survey want some type of carbon policy while we continue to burn fossil fuels.
I think a lot of the blame has kind of been shifted on, like, the individual for climate change. But I don't personally release thousands of tons of CO2 a year. That would be big companies.
Stephen Shaines looked tired over a Zoom interview after a long day as a mechanical engineer in the Philly suburbs. At 23, he's the youngest person I talked to. And he's worried about climate change.
It's just kind of like a existential dread.
The people in our survey are a self-selected group. They're already engaged with this issue. But what they're asking for is backed up by polling and modeling done at the Yale School of the Environment. Research scientist Jennifer Marlin says the share of people dismissive of climate change has been trending down, while alarm over the issue is growing.
In 2015, the alarmed were 11% of the public, for example, and today they're 26%.
But so far, that alarm hasn't translated to major legislative action in Pennsylvania. Soon, we'll know whether U.S. policy for the next 4 years will continue under the fossil fuel-friendly Trump administration, or if a President Biden can deliver on his promise to transition to a clean energy economy. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.